Did you see this? Kirstie Alley was in one of the Star Trek movies. I think she was in the second Star Trek movie. Yeah. And she says...
Actually, it was the third, maybe.
Yeah, remember? She had, like, pointy ears or something?
Yeah.
All right. Kirstie Alley hated working with sex-crazed William Shatner so much, she made sure they'd never be on screen together again. According to a new book about Shatner, Kirstie Alley was so incensed about the star's romantic come-ons during filming of Star Trek II that when it came time to film the next sequel, she demanded she be paid as much as he was, knowing that producers would refuse. Kirstie made no effort to disguise her distaste for Shatner during the shoot.
What'd she do?
When he once stepped on a round styrofoam ball and shouted, "I've crushed a ball," Alley snapped that it was too bad it wasn't one of his own.
Oh, what a wit.
Shatner was luckier with other co-stars. His alleged Hollywood conquests have included Angie Dickinson, I guess when she was hot.
Sounds like everybody had Angie.
Yeah. Joan Collins and Yvette Mimieux.
Yvette.
What?
Yvette Mimieux.
Yvette Mimieux.
Anybody under 50.
Exactly.
Says Robert Schenkenberg.
He got him too?
Oh!
Author of Shatnerica.
Oh, Shatnerica.
An A to Z guide to the Enterprise Skipper. Wow. If I'm Hollywood's number one love machine, in terms of quantity and quality, it certainly is a distinction. Most the actor.
He's proud of any credit.
Do you ever think Kirstie Alley was hot, Aaron?
Kirstie Alley? Yeah, when she was skinny,
five,
yeah.
5 seconds.
Yeah. She's just very chubby now.
Even when she was thin.
But I was reading an interview with her in, like, Playboy or Details, one of those magazines, and, like, she likes to, she says she likes to get dressed up in sexy outfits for her man. And so I'm like, she's kind of fat, though. Yeah. What kind of sexy outfit? But she ain't going to look that good in one of those
a
outfits.
Moo-moo, huh?
Yeah, a moo-moo. A kimono.
She is a moo-moo.